Here we are on Wednesday, May 20th, and I was kicking around evangelization. And first, our evangelization is a little bit different right now, right? I mean, try different ways of evangelization with technology or calling people or remembering people in our lives. And I myself, that's one, certainly on Facebook Live and messaging, both on Facebook, on my cell phone, also calling people just to catch up with parishioners or friends or family members. But let's look to one of the best evangelists of all time, St. Paul. And what he did was just a quick line that I want to finish this preach or the finishing this homily quick was he was in the Areopagus and with Athens. And everybody there was not Jewish. They were pagans, they'd say, or Gentiles, or they had idols, and they worshipped the kind of the mythological gods. And so how did St. Paul start evangelizing? He did not start condemning them. He didn't go out and just say, hey, look at you pagans. You're worshipping the wrong god. You're actually worshipping a lot of gods and idols. Well, no, he looked around and he figured out a way to have a crack in the door to speak with them. And what was that? He said, for as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaimed you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth. So sometimes us as Catholics, we may be going around with people that we're condemning. Rather than trying to find a way to get the crack in the door of their hearts. Now at St. Paul's, we continue to read this passage in Acts 17. He realizes that some people disagreed. Some made fun of him. Some said, I don't want to hear anything about this guy. But there were some that said, yeah, we'd like to hear him again. That's evangelization.